Hey everybody, this is Maria from Magic the Amateuring. This is going to be a short special episode this week due to the Community Cup, which Megan and I played in last weekend at Wizards of the Coast. It was enormously fun, but it left us a little short on time to record the episode this week. But not to worry, this week we're going to give you a few snippets of conversation that we recorded live while we were doing the Community Cup. So it's going to be a cool sort of behind the scenes look at what we were going through as we were going through it chronologically at the Community Cup. Then next week we're going to have a mega episode where we're going to go in depth about what being a part of the Community Cup was like. It's going to be incredible. Plus we're going to do Battle for Zendikar pre-release with Judge Rob. That's also going to be awesome. So next week is an episode you're not going to want to miss. It's probably going to be a long one. So extend your commute now. So before we get to that though, this week's episode, a bunch of cool clips from the Community Cup. I hope you enjoy. Hey everybody, this is Magic the Amateuring coming to you live from the flight to Seattle. What's up, Megan?
Not a whole lot, you know, just cruising at a solid 30,000 feet. Thinking about, you know, Mount Everest. It's really tall.
Why are you thinking about Mount Everest?
Because it's also a lot of feet high.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm just thinking about a lot of college boys in their dorm rooms because they're also really high.
I think we've covered the list of things that are really high.
That's it. Three things. Us, college boys, and Mount Everest. Megan, on this flight to Seattle, what are you most looking forward to for the Community Cup?
I can't even pick. I feel like my brain is like that dog in Up right now, where he's always just like, what? Squirrel! Oh my god! Everything that I think about, I'm like, that's the best thing. Everything's the best thing.
Yeah.
They're all the best.
I agree. You can't pick just one. You gotta catch them all.
Gotta
taste the rainbow.
I don't think we're allowed to say either of those things. They're not magic related.
If we get in Wizards of the Coast, you're not allowed to say gotta catch them all. You just immediately get pulled out of the building by some kind of strange magical force.
Exactly. Or escorted by securities.
Securities? Plural. Well, that's going to do it for our installment from Up in the Air.
That's right. You'll hear more from us when we are on the ground in Seattle, bringing you the from Seattle fresh hot news that you're looking for.
You know, Up in the Air was not a documentary. It was a movie starring George Clooney and Anna Kendrick. Did you see it?
No, I didn't. I also did not realize that was Anna Kendrick in it.
Yeah, and they had great titles. That was what I remember. That is literally all I remember. Is like, these opening titles are great.
Oh, I was thinking of another movie about flying, or that has a lot of flying in it, that has great opening credits, is Catch Me If You Can.
Oh, I agree.
Also, great film.
That concludes our movie review section. back at you later.
You guys, we're about 12 hours into the Community Cup.
Yeah.
Not even. And that pretty much sums it up right there.
This is how we're going to distract the Wizards team when we play against them. It's just chair noises.
Yeah.
those Jimmy's making that with his chair, not with his butt.
Not my butt.
Well, technically, he is using his butt to make those sounds.
Okay.
So just so we're like covering the technical aspects of how that noise is made, it is with your butt.
On a chair.
Absolutely.
So today, this morning, the set, Battle for Zendikar, was fully spoiled.
Yeah.
Jimmy, we want to know your thoughts.
I'm only looking through it slowly, and I've only gotten to blue so far, but it looks really interesting. It looks like a set that I'm going to draft a lot and then not really know how it really works until, like, a ways in. Because there's so many different things going on.
I agree.
there are about a million different things going on.
Like, there's Devoid, Ingest, Awaken. There's like five or six completely new mechanics, and I have no idea what is good and what is not, and what's worth it.
Yeah, I think the biggest question that we're still all asking ourselves, allies, are they any good, man?
I don't know. What's going to happen is going to remind me of like, what's it called? What was that? A Nameless Inversion in Modern Masters, because it's a good card in any deck that has black wants it, but the Spirits deck wants it the most. But is allies going to be the same where everyone's just going to take an ally because it's like, oh, it's good, and I'm playing this color?
Yeah.
And then they'll steal all your cards. I don't know. I feel like if you get like a rare ally, you should go all in. But otherwise, it might just be like an occasional upside.
You know what I was lamenting earlier was the fact that there was no mythic, huge mythic allies.
Yeah.
Like, there's lots of mythic Eldrazi.
Gideon, I guess.
But Gideon, I mean, then I said, oh, it's the flavor because Gideon's the leader of the allies. There can't be another mythic ally because he's leading them. But it's still kind of disappointing to me.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it's kind of like he's coming in. He's not even an original. He's not a Zendikari.
No, and they'll be the first to tell him that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, you guys' Vorthos is on point.
Thank you. What do you think about the set for Commander?
It's going to be sick. Everything's colorless. There's like anytime like half the spoilers are above 8 mana, you know it's going to be a good one. I think my favorite card so far is, where is it, the Winnower guy. Void Winnower. This thing is just insane. This will just make everyone at the table hate you or love you.
Depending. Which is a lot like life, right? I mean, everyone hates you or loves you. Depending.
Nothing in the middle.
Nothing in the middle.
Just some deep comments. Ulamog's pretty sweet, too, because this could actually kill someone in, like, 20 cards off the top of your deck is nothing to scoff at, even in Commander when you have 99. So.
Yeah, it's still quite a few.
I'm going to open an Ulamog this weekend, just FYI, everybody.
I hope you can play it in Limited.
I hope you can, too. I mean, with all those Scions running around,
if one of us drops an Ulamog on the Wizards team, I will be so happy.
Snap! That'll be amazing.
It's going to happen.
Going to happen.
We're calling it. Called shots.
So we just got done drafting the very first battle for Zendikar that's ever happened outside of Wizards employees drafting it. And guess what card I opened? It was Ulamog, just like I said it would. Kenji is now playing Wedge. Kenji, how is it going?
I'm not playing Wedge.
Oh, you're not? You're just sitting across from him. Oh, okay. Who are you playing?
I'm playing Jimmy.
Ooh. Who's winning?
Well, he just played a 7-drop.
Ooh, that's a 7/8 ruin processor.
Yeah, turn 5.
Your ruin has been processed. Yul decimated me with allies. Tell everybody about your greatest play.
It was probably having a 11-10 haste creature fire in play and tapping 3 guys the same turn, attacking for like 15. That was a pretty sweet turn.
Yeah, you won that game. Anyway, new set, first impressions, really sweet. Megan, you're playing, who are you playing against? Oh, you're playing against Wedge. How's it going?
It's going great. We're having a great time.
Megan and I drafted the same archetype in the exact same colors. Coincidence? I think not. All right, Megan, we're in the bus.
Yeah, we sure are. It's nighttime, so it's like a stealth bus.
Stealth bus. We've just been touring around Seattle because Wizards of the Coast is wonderful people. Are wonderful people? Whatever.
We went to the EMP, which was a sweet museum about music and other nerd shit.
And we went to the Space Needle, which was super spacey and also very needly.
Yes, it was both of those things. You can walk all the way around and see all the ways out of Seattle, man.
Yeah. And we went to Card Kingdom and Cafe Mox. And Card Kingdom here in Seattle is a fantastic store. Please go if you're ever here. It's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're in Seattle, we recommend it. Having had delicious food and done an amazing Modern Masters draft.
What Modern Masters? I drafted Elementals. What did you draft, Megan?
I drafted Affinity.
Fabulous. I got splinters in my butt from the bench at Card Kingdom, but I don't hold that against them. I hold that against me for dragging my butt against that bench.
You should not have dragged your butt against that bench.
Megan, how did you do in the Modern Masters draft?
I went 3-0.
Ooh, motherfucker. You got swag for days.
Yeah, man, swag for days. I was pretty happy with my Affinity deck. I felt like it was pretty open. And, we made lots of artifacts.
Good job.
Yeah, we also had double dispatch, which when you have Metalcraft is sweet.
Do you know what I did? I had Kiki Jiki Mirror Breaker, and I also had the 6-drop 5/5 dragon.
That's right, that you can pay 7 and take another tack step.
Yes, and I also had Muldrifter, which I did not use with Kiki, but I definitely used that dragon with Kiki, and I attacked for literal 20.
I mean, pretty baller.
Yeah,
it was pretty baller.
What's been the highlight of today for you so far? Tomorrow we're going to play in the Community Cup. How was traveling around Seattle? What are your thoughts?
Well, Maria, you neglected to mention that before we traveled around Seattle, we in fact got to play a battle for Zendikar draft.
I know, we already talked about that on this show, though.
We did?
Yes, we had an interview. How many drinks have you had tonight?
Just two.
Okay, that's enough for a Megan, though.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, we did play Battle for Zendikar before anybody else.
That's right.
Other than Wizards. It was great.
Anyways, wait, was I around for that interview?
I don't know. I definitely did an interview.
With who?
Maybe myself. Maybe also Jimmy was there. I don't know.
I feel like we talked to him before Battle for Zendikar.
And then I did one after, too.
Oh, I wasn't around for the one that happened after.
Oh, okay, sure.
Don't tell me I'm drunk.
Well, that was great. I'm slightly drunk. I got a great Seattle hat at the Space Needle, which I feel is necessary to mention because it's really ugly.
I mean, it's... I would call it special. It's like it's a unique hat.
Thank you. It is unique. Tomorrow, Megan, what's your plan to beat Wizards into the ground?
I'm gonna think through all of my turns before they happen. I'm bringing my A game. Bringing my A-plus game. I'm not gonna lose track of any board states. I'm not going to miss any triggers. I'm gonna be on top of my shit.
All right. Let's take a moment to talk to some other people who are on this little mini Wizards bus with us.
Yeah, let's do it.
Who do you want to talk to?
Let's talk to Doc. He's right here.
Okay, go get him.
Doc, come here.
Doc, come here for a second. What was the highlight for you today?
Probably the BFC draft. That was sick. I got to draft like black-white allies, and there's a lot of synergies. Felt like the draft format's awesome.
I agree. It seems sweet already. What's your plan for tomorrow?
So we got to do a bit of a chalk talk tonight at some point. It's either going to be like when we go out or at the hotel. I'm not sure when, but Joel and I have sort of pulled our pro resources. Him actually being a pro, he can just use himself, but I have to text people who are better at Magic than me. So we're gonna sort of compile our opinions from ourselves and our friends and figure out what the pick order is for Sunday and also what cards are really good that we need to pay attention to in our seal pools tomorrow.
All right, good luck to us.
To you.
Okay, Megan, so we're just finished day one of the Community Cup. How do you feel? We're down versus Wizards, which is pretty bad, but...
You know, I feel like I was riding a real high after the Legacy Stipulation draft because we, you know, a little bit unexpectedly...
Rocked it.
Just real hard. But look at that BFC pool. Man, those pools were hard to build. Did you think the same thing?
It was so hard.
And, you know, it just felt like it could go a million ways. There were a million different things that could have been done with the pools. It was real difficult.
It was difficult. And I was talking to Wizards about it, and they said, well, it's difficult to build, but the payoff is there. And, you know, I think that's true with the set in general. But I at least couldn't find, I guess, with my deck, I could not find the good deck in there.
Yeah, I think I built the wrong deck initially and then found a better deck, which still ended up going just 1-1 after I switched into it. I kind of agree where I'm not entirely sure. I can't quite pinpoint maybe what I should have been doing differently.
Yeah, me too. So, yeah, that was very interesting, and I'm excited to play more Seal to try and figure this out, especially pre-release weekend. We're going to have a tiny bit of a leg up, and if you listen to our show, you will too. Wink, wink, because we're talking to you about it.
Wink, wink.
Right. So now we're in another bus, by the way. That's the noise you're hearing. Say hi, Nate.
Hi, how are you?
How are the planes? Are they walking?
They're walking. They're being walked upon. They're planing, hydroplaning, pyroplaning. There's a lot of planing and walking.
Nate, how do you feel the plane of Zendikar is doing right now? Like, are you in touch with that plane and what it's feeling?
I'm very in touch with Zendikar. The problem with Zendikar right now is that it's literally falling apart. The actual land of Zendikar is, like, coming loose. It's like earthquakes that don't end, you know? I wouldn't recommend building a summer home there. You know, the real estate prices are rock bottom low right now, but it's a trap, okay? It's not going to raise in value over time. Eldrazi are not very good house guests, so I don't know. I wouldn't invest in Zendikar, let me put it that way.
Well, you guys, you heard it here first. Maybe don't exactly buy home.
Zendikar.
Don't buy Zendikar.
All right, don't buy Zendikar. We're getting off the bus now to go have some din-dins. What do you guys think? I should have steak? That's what I'm thinking. Okay, bye. Well, Megan, here we are.
Here we are indeed.
We have just secured the win of the Community Cup. Well, not just. It happened like an hour ago or so.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And now we have stuffed our faces with lots of pizza. How are you feeling?
You know, I'm so great right now. I feel real great.
Megan looks really peaced out right now.
I'm very peaced out right now.
I have to say, we'll probably talk about this more, but like, it was extraordinarily stressful that last round of Magic.
Oh, it totally was. I would say the entire BFZ draft, knowing how close the points were going into it, the whole Battle for Zendikar draft, very stressful.
Oof, I agree. I'm still have like a weird residual stress headache.
Yeah, no, I definitely do. It's like there's like a, in my jaw.
Yep.
And up through my temples. There's part of me that's still just like, eek!
But we did it. We did it, Megan.
Yeah, I mean, with a lot of help, with help, yeah, and friends and work and other work.
And 15 cans of Coke Zero a day.
And yes, so much soda.
You know, here's the thing, you guys. Inside Wizards information for you. They sell their pop here for 25 cents a can.
For anyone who's not a weirdo from Minnesota, who's not a weirdo, she means soda.
Whatever.
No, not whatever.
So yeah, great. We had some great fun in the flavor portion. Great fun in the draft. Great stress in the draft.
Yeah.
But we saw the winning moment, you and I.
Yeah, it was pretty incredible. We were sitting behind Wedge as he was eking that last battle out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great.
Yeah, you though did not know that he had won at that moment when he won.
That's true. I was like, yay, he won the game. And then I was like, okay, that means we're one closer. And then I like went to the bathroom and I came back and everybody was like really happy. And I was like, so how close are we? And they're like, we did it.
That was the moment when
we
won.
Like, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so here we are. Hopefully we're going to go do some karaoke. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, let's party town.
Let's party town, party down.
Party town USA.
And see you guys on the other side. That's going to do it for this mini episode of Magic the Amateuring. Thanks for listening, everybody. Remember, next week, mega episode, including Community Cup deep dive, as well as Battle for Zendikar pre-release. But before we go, we wanted to share with you this challenge. Yes, a challenge for you, the listener. You're going to have to tweet at us at MTICast to play. The game is I recorded everybody on the Community Cup team plus one secret special Wizards guest saying, get the sleeve, like Kenji. And your job is to pick out who's the real Kenji. Okay, Kenji's in there, but we got a lot of Kenji impersonators. You tweet at us, who do you think said the right get the sleeve? Who is the real Kenji? It's going to be tough, you guys. I don't know if you're going to get it. We had a lot of good Kenji impersonators there at the Community Cup. Good luck. High five. See you next week.
Get the sleeve. 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 Get the sleeve.
Get the sleeve. Ha 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 ha!